Barbados's Minister of Tourism is quoted as saying that the hour of decision has finally come for regional airline LIAT. It requires an immediate injection of cash to stay in the air. And this has been reinforced by Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, on his return home from the latest CARICOM intersessional meeting held by the heads of government.
If LIAT collapses, we are going to be affected seriously, because LIAT is an engine of the economies of those small islands. So we hope that they can fix it without us, and whatever little we can do, like doing business with LIAT, then we do that, because we are all friends in this.
The delicate future of regional airline LIAT was one of the main topics discussed during the 30th intersessional meeting of the CARICOM heads of government in St. Kitts and Nevis. Speaking during a press conference at the Piarco Airport shortly after his arrival, the Prime Minister said the airline situation has many CARICOM heads worried. In approximately 2 weeks, he added, the airline requires an injection of around $5 million, or the consequences could be dire.
Part of LIAT's problems have to do with LIAT flying on economic routes with loads that are heavily subsidized. And if the airline is to remain flying to countries that have routes like that, the shareholders are saying that such countries will have to guarantee a minimum revenue stream to the airline, or the airline would cease to fly on those routes.
While major shareholders like Barbados, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica and St. Vincent and the Grenadines are among the countries obliged to make financial contributions, Dr. Rowley says Trinidad and Tobago is not one of them. Nonetheless, he said, TNT will do its utmost to ensure that the airline does not go under.
The major cost centers is the aircraft maintenance issue. And I have agreed to allow them to talk with CAL to see whether there is any economic benefit or possibilities for cooperation between CAL and LIAT.
The Barbados Tourism Minister has warned that this country won't be the lone ATM machine for LIAT. He is calling for other CARICOM countries to play a meaningful role in the attempt to prop up the airline, observing that it was clear from last year that LIAT required radical restructuring of its operations and that immediate action was necessary. However, the president of the Leeward Islands Pilots Association, Carl Burke, told a radio station in St. Kitts that one of the reasons that the LIAT business plan failed is because the airline cut back on the number of destinations it served and is also today operating fewer planes than it did before. He said they've gone from an airline that operated approximately 18 aircraft at one time to half that number, and they're basically operating 10 airplanes. He's expressed the opinion that the revenue that they're getting on the 15 destinations they're currently serving cannot sustain the airline's business. And Barbados's ATM comment has been noted by the LIALPA president. He says that Barbados should have realized that taking greater responsibility for the airline would have cost consequences. On this score, he adds that LIAT has basically shifted most of its operations into a hub in Barbados. And in doing so, Barbados should have realized that there are certain administrative costs that would go with having this hub in Barbados. The air crew that has to be transferred from Antigua to Barbados is going to come at a high cost, he says, because you're moving people and their personal effects to another base, and that must take into consideration the cost of living adjustment. He revealed that a study done by Grant Thornton calculated the cost of living adjustment for crew, pilots and flight attendants who were moved from Antigua to Barbados would have to take into consideration that Barbados was deemed to be more expensive than Antigua. Carl Burke also concludes that in making those moves, Barbados should be prepared to subsidize LIAT. But it is also reported that he has agreed that other CARICOM states which are serviced by the airline should also come on board to assist the airline financially in its hour of need. LIAT currently has 666 employees. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.